following Answers for Elders podcast features author, innovator, Alzheimer's and dementia family coach, Faith Marshall.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are talking about a very, very sad topic. And I wish to everyone that we didn't have to talk about things like this, but we're talking about scams, people that are taking advantage of seniors, how they do it, what they do, and what you can do to prevent yourself. And we are here with Faith Marshall, who is a dementia care consultant, and you work with families all the time where their loved ones have been, you know, compromised due to memory loss, but it also happens to those that aren't, you know, don't necessarily have memory loss. Yeah. Maybe they're just vulnerable. Maybe they're just lonely. And especially I know because of the pandemic, there's a lot of lonely seniors out there just because, and they still haven't come out of it from being, you know, isolated for so long. And so they are ripe, you know, very ripe to be taken advantage of. And the phone is a huge issue. Is it not?
It is. One of my clients received a phone call and somehow they masked the caller ID so it looked like Microsoft calling. Mm-hmm. And so when he answered it, they said, we're alerted that you have a problem with your computer and we need to hop on your computer and help you. And because he's always lost on his computer, they knew the right questions to ask mm-hmm. him. And he, just through a little bit of that conversation, they could tap into the fact that he was confused and not confident on his computer. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, somehow they had connected to his computer by giving them a URL to type in and give him the code and they're connected. Then they're telling him to log into his bank account. They're capturing all that information.
Yeah, and sure they are.
Logging into the bank account and fixing something and somehow with whatever they told him, he was embarrassed and he didn't even talk about this for 3 days. And they somehow talked him into paying them in order to fix said problem mm-hmm. by buying Best Buy gift cards. So he bought the gift cards, gave them the sequence of 5 gift card numbers. I think there must be a limit on the size of a card, to the tune of $2,500. Then they kept calling him. And I don't recall whether he physically went to the store to get the gift cards mm-hmm. or whether they did this on the computer, but this went over a couple days with them calling his cell phone, him answering it, and then thinking that they were helping him with a problem he was having on his computer. It was all made up and he just felt violated.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course you do.
We were able to change the password on his bank account. Fortunately, it did not get to his business line of credit or any of that, but it's just, and he's in his early 80s and that feeling of fear and making, and then he felt stupid, so he didn't want to talk about it. And I encouraged him to report it to the police. He's in Arizona, so he did report it to the police and basically had to fill out forms for federal scam stuff online. At that time, I did not know about the AARP, but he lives in a senior community, so he did get some support. And then he had to pay somebody to come in and put all the firewalls and everything necessary on his computer. Yeah. First thing I told him to do is unplug that internet cable from your Comcast box. Just disconnect it. They can't get to your computer if they don't have internet to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a quick thing to do if you see anything going wrong with your mm-hmm. computer. If it's on Wi-Fi, you just unplug your router. But mm-hmm. if it's hardwired, you just unplug the computer and it's disconnected.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Faith, when you say this, because so many times somebody will call and you know, I'll see a call. We all see a caller ID. This is something that you can't necessarily trust. They're still the right organization and that are calling you. And that's the thing. I always say, unless you for sure know the information, and if you're a reputable business, people are going to already know your name. They're already going to know your account number they're calling about. They're going to give you enough information that you can know that they're legitimate. Yeah. If they don't, for example, they might know your name, but they might say, oh, well, I'm calling regarding your card that ends in 1234. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're a legitimate organization. Make sure you call and have them repeat the card number. What is my card number? If they start telling you to give them your card number, that's a red flag. Make sure that you're paying attention to what that person has to say. The other thing is never pay for something like right away on a phone call. I always say, you know what? Let me think about this. If it's something I really want to, I'm considering doing, call me back tomorrow. And how often the legitimate person, if they want to sell you something, they'll call you back. And in the meantime, you have the opportunity to research. Who is this person? What is this phone number that they're calling me from? Yeah. Masked number, or you can't see the number, that's a red flag.
Yep.
And so
I received a phone call from my credit union that said they were the credit union calling with a fraud alert, which the credit union does.
Yes.
I got sucked into it, the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. Next thing I knew, the guy had moved money from my savings account to checking, entered himself as a bill pay. And then I hung up and I called the real fraud prevention line, and they hadn't called me and they were able to stop it. But he was ready to empty my checking account. And
then
it was kind of like, oh, stupid. You know, I know this stuff, but you just get sucked into it too easily.
Yeah. So. And people are very, very clever. But again, if they're asking you for a card number, they have a card processor. They are traceable. So the thing that you need to understand to each and every one of you is file a claim with your bank. I had something happen where I purchased something online and I never received the product. I ended up filing a claim with my provider saying, I never got this product. I need my $80 back. And my bank immediately put it back in my account. So it wasn't bad. And then I just got a letter today that your claim has been, approved and it's not an issue. So again, there are safeguards, but there's also, ways, and just pay attention to what people are asking you, what kind of information. Don't give out personal information to a stranger on the phone. If it's your bank, they already have your information. They're not going to ask you for those things. What you need to understand is that those are things. And if your loved one is vulnerable, find ways that help them keep their dignity, because they still have their autonomy. They still have the right to purchase things if it's their money, but it's finding a way to work with them, not against them. And I guess that's the thing that I am so adamant about.
I would like to see something like a silver alert with the bank. Like we have the, we have the silver alerts for dementia, wanderers getting lost, something with the bank that's a code word that can be used when someone is withdrawing a large sum of cash, or I don't necessarily want my bank watching out after me or over me, but watching out for me. We need some methods like that put into place.
And along that line, oftentimes people will send you, the rental scams. This is another thing they do, is if somebody's renting their basement out or something like that, there's people that they'll say, I'm in another country, I can't come look at your place, but I want to rent it. And next thing you know, you get this money order in the mail, or a cashier's check, and you think it's real and you take it to the bank. And that's when that happened to me once a long time ago. And I'm very grateful for my bank came up and said, this does not look right. And so, if we'll deposit it for you, but if it's not legit, I want you to know it'll come back. And so right away I go, nope, we're not going to do that. Obviously using that mindset, having that ability to be, watchful and careful. Sadly, we have to do this and have to help our loved ones be that, in that lane too, as well. Very true.
It's almost like you want to not answer your phone if it's not a familiar number and just see if they leave a message. It's hard to do if you're lonely. Somebody's calling you, you're going to answer it and have a phone chat. You know, you don't know who this is.
Yeah. And again, that's why cell phones are better, because they're not necessarily listed numbers, especially if your loved one is not on the internet, you know, putting their email address or their phone number out anywhere. The chances of them getting those types of calls on a cell phone are much less. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but it's a much less than using a landline where you're, you're a registered phone number and people know that number. They might know what list you're on. There's all types of lists where they can figure out if they're retired or a senior or purchasing items or even understanding, you know, what things you're interested in. They can go on your social media and figure out, you know, what you're, you know, how old you are, what you do, where you live.
Yeah. There really is no real privacy anymore. Yeah.
No. So anyway, Faith, what is the Fraud Watch number of AARP? And tell us a little bit about it.
So AARP has a Fraud Watch network and they help seniors monitor scams and then report all that to the feds. And that helpline number is 877-908-3360. And I really encourage people to report it. Don't think you're going to bother the police if you call them. No. Let them know what's happened and keep our services that are available to us aware of what's going on in your neighborhood, because they could have just done the same thing to three other neighbors.
Yes. And Faith, how do we reach you?
You can reach me at faith@faithmarshall.com is my email, or 855-36-FAITH.
Wonderful. And Faith, I'm very excited to have you here. And we're going to be back for one more segment talking about this very important topic right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We would like to thank you for joining us in this podcast. Faith is here to support you and your family on this journey. She will help you to come together in harmony, creating the best team and advocating for your loved one's care. So call Faith at 855-363-2484 to receive a $200 gift card just by mentioning that you've heard these podcasts. Again, that number is 855-363-2484. And guess what? That spells Faith, 855-3-FAITH.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.